It is what it is, no matter what attitude you take toward it. So why not take a reasonable attitude? That much is in your control. You can adopt a reasonable attitude instead of an unrealistic attitude. And in my way of looking at things, the best starting point is to more and more recognize the constant interdependence that is you. Instead of replacing, you replace the individualistic feeling with the interdependent feeling. And it is a feeling. If you feel interdependent rather than individualistic, you feel immediately more connected with everyone and everything. It's impossible not to. And that's more what the truth is. Suddenly, trees are a little more important. If 10% of the trees being gone will kill you instantly. You can't take those pines and spruces so for granted. And it doesn't mean you run out and have to become a rainforest activist. It means, at the very least, that you simply recognize what's going on. You expand your consciousness beyond your skin. That's expanded consciousness. And nevertheless, no matter how much you do that, at some point in the future, you will make mistakes. You will take a wrong turn. You will act not in your own or someone else's best interest, because that's part of being a human being, no matter how cosmic your consciousness gets. The illusion that most of us carry is that I'm perfectible. Someday, if I work hard enough, if I go to the right guru, if I read the right books, if I eat the right things, whatever, or an amalgam, a combination of all those, I'll get perfected. I'll be good enough. I'll reach some plateau that is essentially different in nature than who and what I am now. So here's the bad news. Can't be done. You are not perfectible. You are perfectible to the degree that you are already perfect. And by already perfect, I don't mean what you do or what you think or how you are. I mean that which you are not in control of or responsible for. The you that is here because you didn't get yourself here. The you that's on this earth is as perfect as it's going to ever be. Does that mean you can't improve? Of course not. Does that mean you can't get better? Of course not. Does that mean you can't do better? Of course not. But it means this wacky notion that most of us are taught to believe that somehow you're more and more perfectible if you try harder as time goes by is the complete negation of the real truth, which is you came here already perfect. God doesn't make mistakes. The universe doesn't deal in imperfections. You just don't understand how it's so. You just have a different definition of perfect than the correct definition, which is that which already is. That's the definition of perfect. Now, you may not understand ever what already is. That doesn't make it any less perfect. You may not understand the ramifications of things. That doesn't make it any less perfect. The common rebuttal to this, or confusion to this kind of statement is, well, what about wars? What about when people kill people? What about when children die of diseases and they haven't even lived yet? Well, how do you know that's not perfect? Do you know that much that you can say absolutely that something is wrong in that?